Chapter 4. In the Shadow of Shaddai, There is Promotion. In the previous chapter, we saw how Daniel and his three friends stood firm for God in the face of extreme persecution. There is a pattern established in each encounter that I would want us to take note of. 1. In Daniel chapter 1, we see Daniel and his friends selected into the service of the king. During their 3-year training period, they were to be assigned food and drink from the table of the king himself. One would expect that food from the king's table would be of the highest quality. Plus, it is a thing of honor to be considered worthy of eating the same food as the king. However, we see in verse 8 that Daniel resolved not to defile himself with the king's food. To defile means to desecrate or profane something sacred, to damage, mar, or spoil the purity or appearance of something, to make unclean or impure. To drive the point home, in Ghana, when a person is sexually assaulted, a child, as distinguished from an adult, the law uses the word defilement to describe the offence. Defilement carries a heavier sentence than rape because of the innocence and purity of the victim that has been irreparably damaged. Now, Daniel considered the king's food something that could defile him. Remember that the Jews had laws governing their way of life, including what to wear and what to eat. One would be considered unclean by doing otherwise. In the face of suffering penalty to himself, and possibly his abettor, the chief official, Daniel and his friends still chose to obey God. What was his response? To these four young men, God gave knowledge and understanding of all kinds of literature and learning, and Daniel could understand visions and dreams of all kinds. At the end of the time set by the king to bring them into his service, the chief official presented them to Nebuchadnezzar. The king talked with them, and he found none equal to Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. So they entered the king's service. In every matter of wisdom and understanding about which the king questioned them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and enchanters in his whole kingdom. Daniel chapter 1, verses 17 to 20. Of all the young men who were selected, only Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah were blessed and promoted by God. They were found to be 10 times better than their compatriots. Why? Because they stood for God, and so God honored them. They kept themselves sanctified and holy. You want success and promotion? The secret is God. Pure and simple, uncompromising obedience to God. For a promotion cometh neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south. But God is the judge. He putteth down one and setteth up another. Psalm 75, verses 6 to 7. 2. In chapter 2, King Nebuchadnezzar faced a dilemma. He had had a dream, and none of his wise men, the magicians, enchanters, sorcerers, and astrologers, could tell him what the dream and its interpretation was. Eventually, Daniel was found, and he was able to do both. How did he do this? He humbled himself in prayer, asking God for mercy and believing him for the answer. When he received the answer, he returned to God to offer praise and thanksgiving. He gave God his due glory. He shared the dream and its interpretation exactly as God had shown him. He didn't add or subtract from it. The end result? God's name was glorified. In return, God honored and promoted Daniel, not only him, but the friends who also supported him in prayer. Then King Nebuchadnezzar fell prostrate before Daniel and paid him honor and ordered that an offering and incense be presented to him. The king said to Daniel, "Surely your God is the God of gods and the Lord of kings and a revealer of mysteries, for you were able to reveal this mystery." Then the king placed Daniel in a high position and lavished many gifts on him. He made him ruler over the entire province of Babylon and placed him in charge of all its wise men. Moreover, at Daniel's request, the king appointed Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego administrators over the province of Babylon, while Daniel himself remained at the royal court. For a king to fall prostrate before a slave, for a pagan to acknowledge the supremacy of God, for a man to be placed above his competitors steeped in idol worship, sorcery, and magic, it takes God. Not only did God promote Daniel, he also sustained that promotion and enabled Daniel to successfully serve under four different kings: Nebuchadnezzar, Belshazzar, Darius, and Cyrus. Let's do further studies. What character traits did Daniel exhibit that we can emulate? Humility. He was not too proud to ask for help. Help from God and prayer support from his friends. He also recognized himself as a vessel through whom God chose to do his work. Gratitude. He acknowledged and directed appreciation to God for the answered prayer. Obedience. He did exactly what God asked him to do. Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 22. Deliverance comes with honor. In other words, when God delivers you, he also honors you. If you study scripture carefully, you will see this pattern established. In the story of the Hebrew boys above, every time there was a deliverance, there was also honor or promotion. Let's study Psalm 91, verses 14 to 16 carefully. "Because he loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call on me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life I will satisfy him and show him my salvation." Let's see how God demonstrated this scripture in the life of Daniel. Let's examine Daniel chapter 6 vis-a-vis the scripture above. 1. Verse 14. "Because he loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name." The enemies of Daniel were looking for an opportunity to do him evil. They wanted to stop his promotion, yet they could find no legitimate grounds for charges against him, because Daniel did his work with diligence and excellence. Finally, these conspirators conceded defeat by declaring, "We will never find any basis for charges against this man, Daniel, unless it has something to do with the law of his God." In other words, Daniel was not an undercover believer. Neither was he a wishy-washy Christian. His walk with God defined his life, and all who knew him could testify boldly without a shadow of doubt that Daniel loved and served God. He had an uncompromising faith. He was firm and resolute in his walk with God, knowing whom he had believed. He acknowledged God in all that he did. He could not have consistently maintained his devotion to God in the atmosphere in which he served without love. Daniel loved God. And so God reciprocated his love for him and to anyone who is devoted to God with the promise, "I will rescue him. I will protect him. From what? From evil. 2. Verse 15. He will call on me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. So the day evil came, Daniel's enemies stirred up trouble for him. They manipulated the king to issue a decree that prohibited everyone from praying for 30 days. There was a spiritual lockdown. Daniel's response? Now, when Daniel learned that the decree had been published, he went home to his upstairs room where the windows opened toward Jerusalem. 3 times a day, he got down on his knees and prayed, giving thanks to his God, just as he had done before. Unshakable devotion. What happened? Well, the law was applied. Daniel was arrested and thrown into the den of lions. A stone sealed with the king's ring and the ring of the nobles was placed over the mouth of the den so that Daniel's situation could not be changed. God's response? He proved himself faithful. He sent an angel to shut the mouths of the lions. Daniel came out unharmed. Not only that, the tables turned against his enemies and they were consumed by their own wickedness. And afterwards? So Daniel prospered during the reign of Darius and the reign of Cyrus the Persian. 3. Verse 16. With long life I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Daniel successfully served his tenor under 4 kings, Nebuchadnezzar, Belshazzar, Darius, and Cyrus. What a God! I love this scripture. But now the Lord declares, far be it from me. Those who honour me, I will honour, but those who despise me will be disdained. 1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 30.